All right, good evening, everybody. Can we have the roll call, or did we just have that via the Zoom?
I guess for formalization, we'll take a roll here. Wendland?
Here.
Ganaway? Adam?
Here.
Kapler?
Here.
Ormsby?
Here.
Stoltenberg?
Here.
Rafferty?
Here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great, thanks. Welcome, everyone. Can we talk about our minutes from the meeting of June 17th?
I'll move we approve the minutes from the June 17th meeting.
Okay. Who was the second?
John.
Okay. We just have to make sure we say who we are when we motion and second so they pick it up.
But we have a motion Adam and a second from Scott Stoltenberg.
Yep. Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from June 17th, 2020. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, the minutes are approved. So again, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Zoom version of the Plan and Zone Commission for July 15th, 2020. We are a recommending body appointed by the City Council to review matters such as land use and site plans and such. And we have, I think, only just one case tonight. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Go it now.
Mr. Chairman, as one case has been pulled, 20-042, that will be, I guess they requested it be tabled, and that was the one involving the 2999 Devil's Glen site. The case we have before us right now tonight is 20-041, which involves Forest Grove Crossing 4th Addition. It's a proposed addition. As you can see, the area outlined in blue is the area essentially on the preliminary plat that is being considered. There are two alterations, the one down at the very bottom where the cul-de-sac happens to be. That cul-de-sac has subsequently been pushed further north, and then there's an outlot below where that cul-de-sac would be that will be out on Forest Grove Drive. And then there is another outlot up in the northeast corner of the blue outlined area. That is right there where it's being drawn is the other change. Those are no longer going to be considered lots of record. If we go to Forest Grove Crossing 4th Addition final plat, go to the next slide, you can see the outline of the areas. The cul-de-sac has been moved up. We've got an outlot again down here on Forest Grove Drive for stormwater detention, and then we have another outlot further to the north that is also for that purpose. We also have a plat outlining the road connection, and the road connection in attachment D indicates where a roadway should be going, seal-coated roadway to help with connectivity within the subdivision, and that is for emergency vehicular use. The conditioning of that roadway going in is something that we might want to consider. It's a condition in the report, but as to when that roadway must be constructed is not listed as part of the condition, so that's something that maybe this body may want to look at and see when that road would be constructed, maybe prior to the pulling of any building permits, something of that nature, because we've had some issues in the past on trying to get some type of roadway put in for emergency connectivity, and that's what we're trying to do here with this condition. So it's a matter, I guess, of how you want to condition that. At what time should that seal-coated roadway for secondary access be in place for our fire apparatus or other emergency vehicles? And with that, I would recommend that staff would recommend approval of the fourth edition of Forest Grove Crossing.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Mark, anything new since publication and Greg's comments from staff?
So that's a full update. Greg is right. His emphasis on that fire access road, that's something staff is concerned about and have talked with the fire department about needing that done.
All right, thank you. Questions and comments from the commission, please.
Roy, can I give you a quick update first?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That
condition for the fire lane that Greg's talking about, we will make that be in place prior to construction beginning. In this case, that's why it is completely outside the bounds of this subdivision. We've been struggling with that over the last two additions, to where they've been moving so quick that the fire lane couldn't actually get built before the next addition started. So this will have to go in before the fourth addition can start construction, unless there's minor grading that has to happen to allow the access road to be built.
That helps, because I went out there and looked and I didn't see any existing temporary road, which I recall from our previous sessions with this development was a requirement. I'm like, okay, where's the existing chip and seal road for access? And I did not see that.
Yeah, so that's the exact problem we ran into. When they were ready to go do it from the first edition, it fell within the construction limits of the third edition. So the minute they started the third, it wouldn't work. So we actually have a no parking currently on Catch's Path and Grove Crossing to the north to try to help with fire access. That'll be temporary, and then once we get this, all the access points built out, we'll remove that restriction.
Okay, good. Thanks. That helps, because I couldn't find the existing one because it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. Any questions or comments from the commission members, please?
I didn't have a question.
I do have one.
Go ahead, Paul.
The outlot near Forest Grove, who's responsible for maintaining that?
That would be a homeowners association that'll be required to do so.
Is it going to be landscaped or in some fact? What I'm concerned about is it's right on Forest Grove, and some of our detention areas around town have looked kind of not as pristine as I would hope they would be, and I wouldn't want this to turn into something that just gets let go. Is there are there any kind of regulations or something that the city can fall back on to make sure that is maintained?
Yes, we do have some in our current stormwater ordinance. They have to provide a management plan beyond the grading plan. And that's just a matter of we would have to then enforce it, quite frankly.
And that's detention, not retention, it looks like.
Correct. I don't believe that will be a wet pond. I think that will be a dry basin.
Okay.
Which allows them to mow it if they so choose.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have.
Brent, do the standards that are in place for the outlots currently, does it state whether they have to be mowed or what do you know, just what the maintenance says for those currently?
I don't know the exact wording, but if it's standard turf grass, yes, it does have to be mowed. If it's in the bottom of the basin, we actually prefer, generally speaking, that it doesn't get mowed, because that does tend to encourage the growth of some native plants. We like to see those plantings in the bottoms. I realize they may not be the most aesthetic compared to a nicely manicured one, but they actually serve a better purpose. You get deeper roots and better water quality.
So right now, it just pretty much says to keep it up.
I perform required maintenance, I think, is probably some kind of wording. And then, like I said, they have to actually give us a maintenance plan. So if they're going to do native plantings, that needs to be noted in the drawings. And it's something we've actually been talking with a consultant on and trying to tighten up the language and maybe give us some design standards for the bottom of detention basins. Because it's things like that we've seen where everybody's kind of on their own on how to do it. And unfortunately, we don't have anybody on staff, you know, that's an expert by any means in the natives, not landscapers, but we do have a consultant locally that we started working with, just don't have any changes yet.
Yeah, I think that would be good to, like you said, kind of create communities throughout the city where you have kind of known expectations, because it does vary a lot from area to area currently.
Yes.
Thank you, Janessa. I appreciate that. The as long as we can make sure that it looks maintained, that it's been, you know, if it has the reeds or whatever growing in the bottom, that I don't have a problem with that, as long as the outside, it looks like it's been kept up. I mean, we have one over there by Family Theater, let's say, across from the library, that doesn't look good at all. And that's supposed to be, and that's right in our city. I'd like to see something, since this is right on, you know, could be an entrance into the city, that it look well kept.
Yep, I agree.
Any other questions from or comments from the commission members?
Nothing here, Roy. Thank you.
Roy, I had one question about this emergency drive. When I look at the final plat, the emergency drive extends north beyond the area that we're talking about tonight to go to another section of the development out farther north. Yeah, that's it, Greg. So how is this all going to fit together when we've already had some issues with their construction of the emergency roads? Will this extend all the way out to the other portion? Is that necessary? Do we want that? Do we want to ensure that the whole thing is put in, or only up through the portion that we're looking at, 25, 26, and 27, lot B?
Nope, so the whole thing that's shown in red there, Ann, will have to go in.
Okay.
The north section with the quadplexes and triplexes is really our bigger issue from a fire perspective because of the density. So
right.
We need to get a second access point back to there. And now with all these additional single family that are being added with this fourth addition, there's no way to really come from within the existing addition. So that's why we're gonna make them start from scratch or out on Forest Grove and give us a full secondary access point all the way to the north.
Okay, and so listening to the earlier discussion, when we get to the point where we're making a motion here, do we need to make an addition to the staff recommendations to include language about this road?
I don't think we do. I think we can handle it at the staff level. We have to issue their permits to begin construction, and I've already had this discussion with Townsend, their engineer, and told them that they won't be able to begin construction. So we won't issue a grading permit, until this thing is in.
Okay.
So,
question I had.
Sorry, did you have another question?
No, that's it. Thanks.
So following up, I guess bootstrapping on Ian. We've done this thing in three phases, which I get, but now this second phase. Well, it's going to be three phases. Or was it three altogether now? But anyway, we've got this new temporary road coming in. That's also the same area where the next phase will be, right?
That's correct.
So if that's the case, how do we have a secondary access to the next phase? Will that road be installed as a permanent road likely then at that point? And if that's the case, does it not make sense to make a permanent road in there somehow now?
That's basically what we're letting them do, Roy, is that center line matches up with the future center line there. So
yeah.
If they do this correctly on their end, they should be able to reuse that sub-base material and basically just have to freshen it up, strip off some rock, and then pour concrete right over the top of it.
Okay. It just seems like a lot of extra work to get where you want to be, but I get the phase approach too. It just seems like a lot of extra costs and expense if it gets built, so, okay.
Yeah, I agree, and from their end, I think it would have made more sense to go ahead and include that last stretch south of Cash or Carissa's Place in the fourth edition, but.
Yeah.
That's at their discretion.
Yeah, their money.
Yep, their financing.
Yep, okay. Any others from the commission for their questions or comments? Is there anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? I don't see anybody. Anybody behind you? Nope. All right, we'll come back to the commission for recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 20-041, Forest Grove Crossing, 4th edition, subject to staff recommendations, and this is Paul Raffery.
I'll second that, Janessa Ormsby.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case number 20-041, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, case number 20-041 is recommended for approval. And I think that would take us up to update since our other case got pulled at the last minute.
Roy, I can go ahead and give the update. The only case that we had actually make it to council from last month was the storage facility in Long Valley Drive at 7171 Valley Drive.
Okay.
That was approved at council last week. The other two cases, the Middle Road rezoning, the East Step project, the public hearing will occur next week at council. We expect a full council chamber for that. And the Ewing site, they have not decided to move forward yet. We're still waiting on them in terms of a traffic agreement that we discussed. And that was one of the conditions. You'll recall that before proceeding to city council, they had to agree on a traffic agreement, and they are still working on that on their end. So we are holding that one at the time being.
Appropriately good. All right, wonderful, thanks for the update. Anything else for the good of the order? Wow, this is gonna be like the record short meeting of the year for sure.
Roy, did you already welcome Mark?
Oh.
Did I miss that at the beginning?
No, but we should recognize him because I do face amongst us.
Hi, Mark.
Have you guys any met Mark before?
Never.
Ah, we wonder who that guy was sitting down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the as a last meeting, so you saw me then, and maybe we got to wave or whatever. But planned on being there tonight again, as we talked on the phone with many of you. That plan changed, so I'm joining from my home.
Well, I kept wondering last meeting, like this guy in the blue suit had nothing to say about any cases, but he's staying for the entire meeting. And it turns out it's the new development director. So welcome officially, Mark. Yeah, I had an opportunity to you and Decker, Bob Gallagher Senior from the Justice Board, and get a chance to kind of convince and get to know each other. So a great resume. I think it's gonna be wonderful to the city, and from what I understand, you've jumped in with both feet and stepped on that moving train pretty quick. So
yeah. The pace is a little bit different in Bettendorf than it was in Milan. I love my own family, and that was a great job, but this is a little bit faster pace, I will admit that, but I'm loving it.
Well, welcome officially, so thanks for pointing that out, Janessa, so we want to leave you out of the mix, so.
No worries.
Yeah, anything else for the good of the order? Brent, you feel good, man?
Appreciate it, Roy.
Yeah.
I've thrown a bit of a monkey wrench in my department, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's a long reminder. Be careful out there. So, yep. Okay, everybody, we're adjourned.